He's gonna sing a tune for y'all now. This one's called 14 Karat Mine.
I still recall the morning I first met you, standing out in front of Wilson's 5 and 9, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Now like a fool I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I paid $7 sawmill for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14 karat mine. Laying by these railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a jug of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mine. Built in West Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied. 'Cause a man that holds a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Poor Willie, he gave up his wife and children just to satisfy your 14 karat mine. Laying by these railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a jug of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mine. Tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a jug of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mine. Just to satisfy your 14 karat mine.
Thanks, y'all. We visited your lovely state of New York one time, and actually, our expectations were reversed. Everybody talks about rude New Yorkers. Well, it definitely didn't happen. We played at the Knitting Factory on May 31st in New York City. Everybody was super nice, way nice. And actually, there was a lot of other bands playing that night, and there was teenage girls lined up out front. And we didn't know we had such a teenage fan base. And then we realized they didn't come to see us. Wearing, lots of gothic makeup and stuff. But actually, we headed up to the Connecticut to the Strawberry Park Bluegrass Festival, and then made our way, 4 festivals in 4 days, all the way down to Tennessee, and then spent some time in Georgia, and then Texas, Oklahoma City, went to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and then we spent 3 weeks up in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and Northern Alberta. So we were just there 2 weekends ago, and we drove. It was actually so far north that it was light until 1 a.m. So the fireworks were kind of interesting at midnight for Canada Day.
You should have seen it. There were Canadians everywhere.
Anyway, but luckily we did not drive here. We flew. So.
Okay, we come from Colorado. And there's a band that's from there that I really like a lot, and everybody in this band likes a lot. The name of that band is Hot Rise, and we learned this one from them. And we hope you like our version of it.